Let's now turn our attention to Lord's Day 38, which is a subordinate doctrinal standard that we have that summarizes the teachings of Scripture. And Lord's Day 38 is regarding the fourth commandment and how we are to observe it. Lord's Day 38, which is found on page 42 of the same books. And so please respond to the question. What does God require in the fourth commandment? In the first place, God wills that the ministry of the gospel and schools, and that I, especially on the day of rest, diligently attend church to learn the word of God, to use the holy sacraments, to call publicly upon the Lord, and to give Christian alms. In the second place, that all the days of my life I rest from my evil works, all the Lord to work in me by His Holy Spirit, and thus begin in this life the everlasting Sabbath. Congregation, how are we to observe the fourth commandment? The catechism really breaks down into two points. And first, for the Christian, there is a day of rest that we set apart every single week. And secondly, there is a continual resting that we are to strive towards every single day of our lives. So first, the day of rest in the singular sense. Why do we set aside one day to worship God? Well, the word Sabbath means to rest, which is why we speak of the Sabbath. The Scripture says that. When God created the world in 6 days, He rested on the seventh day. And this establishes a pattern for the rest of mankind, because they're made in His image. How are they to serve? How are they to glorify Him? Well, they are to follow after God's pattern of working 6 days and resting on the seventh. But also understanding that God rested on the seventh day not because He got tired, right? Not because of any insufficiency in Himself that He needed to take a breather. He blessed the Sabbath day for man's sake, right? For our good. God wants us to rest in the fullest sense of the word. God blessed the Sabbath and made it holy, which also means He takes delight in what He has done, the work that God has done in creation. Now think about that. God takes time to delight in His work so that we as His people would take the time to delight in His work. This is made clear as God reveals His plan of salvation to His people as the Scriptures go on. And the Sabbath is thus not only rooted in creation, the pattern of creation, it's also rooted in salvation and redemption. 6 days, God says, to subdue the earth, spread His glory. But on the seventh day, He says, stop working. Take time to rest from your work and celebrate my work. But we don't worship God on the seventh day, we may say. We worship God on the first day. Why do we do that? Well, the simple and quick answer is because Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. Jesus came to bring about salvation that the Old Testament pointed to. And through His death and resurrection, Christ not only redeems His people once and for all from sin, but He also guarantees that He's going to renew all things, renew creation. And the day that defines both our redemption and the guarantee of the creation's renewal is not the seventh day, but the first day, known as the Lord's Day. That is Sunday. Christ fulfills the Old Testament Sabbath covenant ceremonies. He fulfills the sacrifices, the temple, and all the laws and regulations that were established under Moses. And this means that on the new Christian Sabbath, we celebrate the cross. We follow the New Testament church's pattern of setting aside the first day of the week because they recognize the significance of Christ's resurrection. The Apostle Paul in Revelation 1:10 says, calls this new day, not the new Sabbath, but he calls it the Lord's Day. Now we join the church triumphant and proclaim, Alleluia. For the Lord our God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory. That is the privilege that we can do on this day that we set apart from all the other days. We sing, God reigns. Christ is King. And that's why we diligently frequent the church of God to hear his word. That's why we use the sacraments and call upon the Lord and contribute to the poor with our gifts and offerings. No other day is like this day that the Lord has made for his people. That's why we set it apart as the Lord's Day. We find rest for our body, rest for our souls, to celebrate the work God has done for us in Christ. Secondly, there is also a sense that Sunday is the pattern for the rest of our entire life. It's not as though we need to only find our rest in Christ on Sundays exclusively. Every day we need to find our rest in Christ because we're sinners. And look at the language of the catechism. It says, all the days of my life I yield myself to the Lord. The one day we observe, the fourth commandment, sets the pattern that we yield to God's sovereign care for our entire lives. Sunday worship teaches us that he is going to care for us, body and soul. It's an opportunity that we recognize, God, you are Lord. You are in control of my life. And I recognize that you will provide for me, provide for my daily bread. You're going to provide me because you have provided me the manna sent from heaven. And we need to be reminded of the gospel daily. But we will do well if we set aside one day to set aside from the busyness of our lives. An opportunity to slow down and remember who your God is. This weekly rest is a taste of our eternal Sabbath rest. Our Lord Jesus Christ has not only redeemed sinners, he also makes all things new, or he will make all things new. Today we get to enjoy a small taste of what's to come. A small taste of glory. Worshiping God, exalting the Lord Christ because of the gospel. But one day without sin. One day we will enjoy the eternal Sabbath rest without sin. May God help us yield or submit our hearts to the rest that God has provided for us in his Son. Amen.